everyone, and welcome back to Hot Off the Mess. I'm your host, Samantha Bush. And with everything that's going on in the Vanderpump, I mean, Bravo Cinematic Universe, Vanderpump Cinematic Universe, I can't think of a better person to have on. We scheduled this last week or 2 weeks ago and had no idea what was coming, had no idea like what we had in store. And so I can't believe he's here. Ryan Bailey from So Bad It's Good. I mean, welcome.
What up, hotheads? What's going on? What up, mess heads? What up, hotheads? Let's do this.
Hotheads. I love it. That's so cool.
Well, I mean, I'm on day five of no sleep because of
the
Sandoval Scandoval. And yeah, we've been talking about this for a while. So it really is wild that this is the week in which we get to speak.
I know. We look weathered.
Oh, man, I was trying to plug in my high-definition camera because I was like, holy, I mean, I look like Zach Galifianakis in, like, the worst Hangover sequel ever.
I know.
I really, honestly, this is like, because this all broke, you know, on Friday morning
Friday afternoon. Oh, for morning for you.
Yeah, but I've really thought and talked about this nonstop, and I don't picture it ending anytime soon because we wake up and there's brand new information each day.
Each day, all day. Like, so I want to know, where were you when you first heard the news? This is like our JFK. Sophie Ross said it best. She's like, this is like our generation's JFK.
Like, you know, like Paige DeSorbo, I was laying down when I found out the news. No. I actually found out, I hurt my knee. I was in a rehab for my knee. And I got a TMZ push alert. And then I looked at it and I immediately went, oh, LOL, another one of these again, because these rumors have been constant for years. So I honestly didn't. And then my phone just started lighting up, which I'm sure yours did as well. Not only on DMs, but like text messages, people that had my phone number. Even my mom was involved in this. And I had to tell the guy, hey, sorry, man, something's happening at work, which is the saddest thing to say in hey, something's happening at work. Somebody cheated on somebody. I gotta wrap this up.
Yeah, like my body might be falling apart, but you know what? I gotta get to work.
Yeah,
sorry.
Like, the world needs me.
We did.
But at the same time, I was trying to process this myself because DJ James Kennedy, being very DJ James Kennedy, I like immediately get sent his post where he posts the TMZ article. And I was like, and I immediately, still not believing it, wrote, what are you doing, dude? These are your friends.
Ryan, can I tell you something? I saw that comment and I was like, is Ryan okay? Like, I really thought you were joking.
No, I got so much. By the way, I'm not going to take it down because, you know, if anybody wants to like ask me why I thought that, I'll tell. But like my immediate thought was, this is not true. I know those, like I know those guys. Like I've hung out with Tom. I've been to Coachella with them and Rachel.
Flex.
Like so I immediately was like, this is not true. And then when DJ James Kennedy posted that, my thought was, oh, what a flipping thirsty dude as usual. Mm-hmm. So my first, and I've heard both of those people off camera speak, you know, talk kindly about him. So, and I know a lot of people don't.
So you were like, what the fuck, James?
Yes. I was kind of like, what a betrayal, not realizing that it was true. And then once I got that word, it was true. Like, I'm not going to delete the comment because it was like, but by the way, it just shows you what a hateful audience we are, truly.
Yeah.
myself included.
Yeah, no, we are.
People were like, you should die. I had people calling me ugly. I had people calling me it was really wild. But at the same time, I'm not going to take it down because that was my genuine feeling. And still, to a degree, it is funny to watch people come running. I'm talking about cast members to this attention economy. I mean, Bethany Frankel cracked me up the most. I'm like, about Tom? Is it about Tom? My phrase got used. Can I be a part of this too?
Yeah. And I saw that and I just rolled my eyes so hard.
Well, that's the part because like if I was, I started off being like just the biggest Vanderpump Rules fan ever. So from that, if I look at it from that standpoint, I think I might be like so excited and thrilled about all of this. Mm-hmm. But to know Ariana a little bit, that's the part where it's like not as fun
right.
and
you
funny.
Know them.
Well, because she's like insanely real, and she almost made Tom Sand like I mean, this you can rate like joke on me all you want, but I stood up for that guy so much. I was truly, you're gonna laugh at me, I was truly inspired by that dude, because I was like, this guy gets made fun of tons. He still mm-hmm. continues to like do his band, do his restaurants, and he actually gets it to a point where they succeed. And he says, screw the haters. And I took a real big inspirational message from that. I also thought he was that guy that would never cheat because he was able to be in a secure relationship and go off and do those side projects because Ariana really did support him. So to find this out, it was like, dude, you really are no better than Jax at all. In fact, you're worse than Jax because we never believed in Jax. You know what I'm saying? We always knew who he was.
Yeah.
But Sandoval, yeah. we got to a point because of Ariana where we were like, oh, this is what real relationships look like.
Relationship. It's crazy because my roommate and I were just watching we were watching Vanderpump Rules on Wednesday night, and they had a scene together, and we both like looked at each other and were like, they're a really good couple. They're really good together. Like, they feel like really real. They felt like they had a real partnership. And so when I got the news, of course, it was a TMZ alert. Also, my friend, she's a teacher. She called me in the middle of like where she's teaching young children, molding the minds of America.
Third graders know what is going on in the Sandoval.
Yeah. And she calls me and she goes, check your phone. And then she hung up. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, okay. So I check my phone and I'm like, holy shit. Like, what is going on? And at first when I saw it, I instantly thought, okay, I was kind of the opposite of you, and I believed it right away because I don't know them personally. Like, I haven't done their house.
You're
like,
right.
I haven't...
By the way, you're the correct feeling. We should have all, like, if we look at this cast, this is par for course.
Right. But I thought, okay, not that this makes it good or bad or whatever, but I thought in my mind, like, oh, it was like a one night thing. Oh, it was like a makeout, or like, oh, it was like maybe Tom and her at Coachella, like how those rumors were circulating last year. So that's kind of what I thought. And then James posted it. And then like, I think Lala commented on his post.
And Lala like, all of a sudden was like getting her hair did and was like,
oh my God.
Oh, you better get some energy for me. You better.
When she posted that video of the foil, her in foils, and she was like, Ariana gave me the go ahead that I'm can torch the earth. And I was like, holy fucking shit. This is real. Katie posted clown emojis. Like, it all of a sudden like started,
I mean Jax
up.
Was coming up like saying things I'm always right. But that's what I was like, everybody needs to get a grip because it's like
chill.
The inability to look at their own past behavior is so funny. The pretzel logic they use to like get to this place where they can like stomp on somebody. I'm here for, don't get me wrong. I cannot wait to watch DJ James Kennedy and Lala just torch the earth. But at the same time, let's not forget every one of these people, except for Ariana and Katie, has had like infidelities that are kind of jaw-dropping in their own. So I would appreciate if Jax would have been like, hey man, take it from one bad person to another, that guy's a bad dude. Like, if that, I would be like, okay, at least you recognize how evil you have been on this show and in your life yourself. I don't know where you are right now.
He's not capable of doing that.
No, there's no self-reflection. No, it shows you that everybody is in the same damn place that they've always been. It's just now it's not their turn. It's Sandoval's turn.
Right. And so, obviously, cheating is really bad. Not to point out the obvious. Obviously, it's really bad. But when you start to peel back the layers of just deception and the lies and the details that have slowly started to come out, when it was leaked that they wear lightning bolt necklaces to signal to one another that they love each other because they can't act on it in public, I wanted to fucking vomit. Like, I was so sick over that. And then seeing all the footage and the clips of them at BravoCon and her at his concerts and everything, I'm like, you are fucking diabolically evil. Well, like, this is an evil fucking thing to do.
Completely. And by the way, any kind of thing that might sound like a defense of that, like, is not meant to sound in a defense. It's just that I always, like, you know, things 70% turn out to be true. Like, Tom had that lightning bolt necklace before. Like, I want... I need confirmation on that. I think either he bought it for her, but he already had one. Also, the lightning bolt is in the TomTom logo. Mm-hmm. So definitely that's his thing. Also, did you see that thing when she was on Watch What Happens Live? Her outfit was little lightning bolts.
No.
Yes, her with Sheena, her outfit is little lightning bolts.
But so you have to, but that's yes. telling us
yes,
something.
Yes, exactly. So I'm not mm-hmm. ignorant to that fact. It's just I'm kind of trying to parse through what is real and what is not. And at this point, like you know, that Patrick crap yeah. the other day. It was like, come on, guys.
Well, anything
let's learn from... Well, I said, we never learn. Like, people were running with this story for likes. And I'm like, yeah. guys, let's chill for a second on this yeah. because look who it's coming from. It automatically, you know, and it's, also, you know, and I know, I could fake a DM like that. I could.
Yeah, I
could
Photoshop a DM. Doing that. Like,
but,
I wouldn't even
but
know
this
how
guy
to do
has
that.
Done that multiple times, right? Like Kathy, you know, anyway, so I'm saying there's people out there trying to like throw out information that isn't true when there's
yeah, we
enough
gotta be smart.
Well, there's enough bad things that are true. Like, there's yeah. plenty of bad things here,
plenty of bad things, and the lightning bolt stuff, the watching her at these concerts. There's this one clip that's circulating of Ariana like dancing with Raquel,
oh,
front
dude.
And center at his show, and I'm like, I'm sorry, Ryan. I'm going to say it. She's a sick bitch for doing that. Like,
okay,
that's
this is
fucking evil, Ryan.
You've probably gotten these comments as well, or like, you know, I don't get to check all my DMs, but they went like, you're like, oh, mm-hmm. take it easy on her. She's this no. and this, you know. And it's like, guys, I totally get you. And if you've listened to the show and my recaps to this point, I have stood up for Raquel so much. Mm-hmm. And now
last week
got,
I was singing her praises.
That's what I'm saying. So now we've got to actually look at the hard facts. The Schwartz thing is not smokes. I want to also point out, this is another false thing. Oh, Schwartz was covering up for Sandoval's
relationship. Let's talk
no.
about that.
No, actually. Schwartz is covering up for his own dumbass, first off. Remember, two things can be true at one time. Mm-hmm. So Schwartz, like, honestly didn't know about this from the beginning at all. So Schwartz has his own, like, but, like, Schwartz has a semi-girlfriend out there right now. Let's just call it what it is. Yeah, I mean, like, let's just not... That is the reality of that situation. I'm not saying that Schwartz still doesn't make out and hook up with other girls or anything like that.
Right.
But in this, and Joe doesn't want to be on the show. So they are finding, like, in that never-before-seen footage, you know, she runs out the door. But she has not signed a release or is not, you know, so they don't talk about that. Those never-before-seen episodes, you guys, it airs right before the new episode each week. And they've been dropping clues in these never-before-seen episodes, which leads me to believe, and I've kind of gotten somewhat confirmation, is that production, it's like a dance. They're trying to convince people like Schwartz to, like, dude, we know what's going on. Tell the truth. Come on. Everything's going to be good. So they're filming the Talking Heads. I mean, I know they're filming a whole new episode now, but they still film the Talking Heads for the rest of the season, you know, closer to when these things air. Mm-hmm. Not like the season isn't done yet, even if this Sandoval thing had not happened.
Right.
They would still be
right,
recording.
Because we're only four episodes in. Like, we've just begun.
And Andy said he thinks there's 10 more episodes left, which I'm like, wait, a 14-episode season? Usually with Vanderpump, it's 18 or 19.
Right.
So I didn't know what that meant. Completely. I hope it's not a shortened season because they got so much to work with. Sorry, you guys. I'm on fire. I'm talking a mile a minute. I'm just I get too amped up about this
No,
shit.
Hello. Do you know who you're talking to? Hello.
Sorry, hotheads.
Here's the thing. Like, I did get a couple messages being like, well, Raquel, like, let's be nice to her. Like, blah, blah. No, like, I'm sorry. This might be like, you can call me anti-woman. I don't give a fuck. Purposely were befriending the woman your boyfriend is living with, has been in a relationship with for a decade. You did matching Halloween costumes with her. You danced with her at his show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're telling me that, like, I'm supposed to feel bad for her? No. Like, we are capable, and I said this on my Instagram, we can walk and chew gum at the same time. I can be like, all about women supporting women, but I can also, like, look at a woman when she's done something wrong and be like, that's wrong. That is so wrong. And then to go on this fucking press tour last week being like, Sheena and Ariana were the only people that were nice to me. It's like, then why would you fucking do this to someone? It's insane. Oh, you're muted.
Sorry, you guys. Too excited.
Like, I'm able to rant for a while.
So I had Sheena on the podcast last week. We recorded last Monday before she went for Watch What Happens Live. And we brought up the Raquel thing going like, and she was like, she's like a little sister to me and stuff. And so that's why you even know Sheena's really steamed, because Sheena went to bat hard and Sheena is wrong. And Sheena knows she's wrong. Sheena knows she's wrong now. Right. But like either Raquel, and just, this is not, I'm trying not to be anti-woman either. I'm anti-Raquel. Wait,
honestly, she's anti-Raquel.
She's dumb. She's either dumb and diabolical. No, she's either dumb and a bad friend, or she's diabolical and a bad friend. And I'm leaning towards dumb. And there's a huge power differential, you know, because Sandoval is who he is in this universe.
But at the
same time, you still have to take some responsibility. Like Ariana, like, you know, they did let this girl stay at their house. And they did let, Sheena did let her stay at her apartment when she was in San Diego.
Ariana, like, always stuck up for her.
Everybody has helped this girl. Mm-hmm. Every time I've been around them, they've invited Raquel out. Like Raquel was at Coachella with them, which I do got to say, from my limited viewing of the situation, I still don't buy that they made out. Like Coachella was last April, and I was there when that Schwartz rumor got dropped or whatever, and I was like, oh, Schwartz isn't even here. I was like, this is so funny. This shows you how wrong these things can sometimes be.
Yeah.
But then I you know, people were like, oh no, it was actually Sandoval. It was Sandoval that was making out with her. And I just got, I don't, like, Ariana was right. I don't know, man. Like at this point, I don't put anything past him. But at that moment, I would never have thought that, like, Raquel was hanging out with, like, Jesse Montana and, like, but everybody was, like, friendly. There was no bad vibes. It was,
I don't think it started until the summer. Like, I don't think it started until filming, really. Because I think one of Sandoval's things is he likes to cheat and, like, a very hiding in plain sight type of way. He did this with Kristen, because then he can easily be like, well, how could I have slept with her if we were all in the same house? It's like, well, you clearly aren't managing to make that work, sir.
He's like the Alec Murdaugh of Vanderpump Rules.
I
wasn't at those dog kennels. No, what? There's a Snapchat video? What? You know?
It's fucking crazy. And it just, like, I feel so fucking sad for Ariana. Like,
well, you know what? You said it exactly,
devastated
though.
Devastated for her.
The Doty thing is that, like, you know, it's easier for the Doty that we saw in Vanderpump Rules to have the moral high ground over that person. What Sandoval, I don't think, has even thought for a second is that he has no high ground here. There's no part of the audience that'll be, well, there, by the way, that's wrong. There will always be a part of the audience that doesn't care and will support, you know, like it's,
yeah, they'll be contrarian.
It's like the Jen Shaw fans. Mm-hmm. It's always like, you're not going to be able to, it's just, you can't explain it. But, but that, like, Ariana has her own issues and stuff like that, but they're not like faults, and they're not like diabolical behavior. Like,
they're never malicious. She's never done anything malicious to anybody on this.
People
show.
Keep bringing up she hooked up with Lala that one time. Yeah, of the encouragement of Tom Sandoval. People actually use that. I'm like, there's a difference when your partner is involved and things like. I hope everybody can see the difference there. This was not behind Tom Sandoval's back. This was literally behind Sandoval's back in the back seat. Yeah, exactly. Right.
That's the thing. And I get so heated about this part specific. I mean, there's so much that makes me angry about this whole situation. But one of the biggest things for me is when people are saying, like, well, Kristen and Jax, like, fucked around on Stassi or whatever. There's so many differences. And this is so much bigger than that. First of all, Stassi and Jax weren't together when they fucked. That also, it was a two-time thing. They were watching the movie Drive, as we all remember.
Yeah.
And
there was no kissing. Like, there was no kissing.
There was, yeah, thank God. Because that would have really made it bad. This is like a 7-month-long affair. Secrets. Apparently they were in disguises. Because here's the thing.
By the way, Tom always looks like he's in disguise anyways. What the fuck is he going to, he's going to disguise like a normal looking dude? Like,
yeah, he's going to disguise as like a businessman.
Sorry.
Like, instead of wearing his, like, craziest outfits, he's like, I gotta look real boring.
Raquel's gonna dress as somebody smart, you know?
Yeah. I just think it's so disgusting. And the thing, too, is, you know, everything that we've heard has actually turned out to be true so far. Like, I feel, because we heard the PR strategy that was going to be leaked, that came out today.
Yeah. Oh, wait, wait. So, I got one thing that I know is not true that I would love to announce on here. Please. I haven't talked about this.
Yes.
Is because this morning we woke up to the La La video of like, send it to Daryl, which is amazing. Yeah. I mean, like iconic behavior.
So funny.
Really, yeah, the camera movements, everything. Lala's firing all cylinders. She's like, I don't want to wake up to this. I've got a daughter, which by the way, I was like, you're waking up at the same time I'm waking up. You have a daughter? Like, yeah. But that's besides the part. Thin. That's besides the point. But, The one thing I will say, because Raquel sent, you know, this is, you know, a lawyer sent an email to everybody on the cast about this video. I do, like, this video is not being shopped around or being threatened to be released. Ariana does not have this video or have a copy of this video. That is not. So whatever Raquel's doing is either trying to get attention here or trying, like, as part of a PR strategy, because from my understanding, nobody on the cast has that video except for Mr. Tom Sandoval. So that lawyer should send it directly to Tom, because I believe, from what I'm hearing, that nobody has tried to actually do this or even threatened to do this. Who knows? Yeah. Maybe DJ James Kennedy's popping off and lying, but like, this is not a cast thing, nor if we really use our heads for a second, I think we all know Ariana would not be a part of any kind of revenge porn scenario at all. So people trying to paint a situation in a certain way, that doesn't make it true. And I think Raquel is like balancing on such thin credibility ice that that's shot, whatever she does.
They really blew up their whole life. Like, Tom is fucked.
It's like, I put that Kat Marnell book, How to Murder Your Life. Tom did that in
Tom
one fell
swoop.
What what do you think his plan was long term?
I have a theory.
Class. Yeah.
I have a theory. I think him and Raquel would come out with this like towards the very, very, very end of the season and be like, we're in love. But I think he probably would have broken up with Ariana by now, and then he would have come out with it. But I think that, I don't know.
My thought would have been that he was going to wait till after the reunion was filmed, because I don't think he potentially thought this out. He was going to do it after that because, you know, he does have a restaurant. He does have a tour. He does have these things that I also think there's a complete ignorance.
This is hydroxycut collapse.
Yeah, he did manage to lose some weight. Yeah, a whole other person.
Yeah.
But he has all of these business proposals in flux that I think he would. I just keep thinking, like, are you this dumb that you really? That's why I believe in God. Like, God works in mysterious ways. That, like, that phone, it got discovered when it did, because this blew up everything for him. I don't think he thought that, like, he genuinely has this brand that he's proud of, and now the two Toms. Which, by the way, like, don't send them to Winter House. Like, we're going to, I mean, I guess the weird part of me is like, okay, well, at least a camera's going to be on him to see how Amanda Batula acts around him and all of those other ladies in the Winter House. But why are we like, why are we giving these people more, like, give it to Ariana and Katie. Give it to, like, I get their entertaining.
Give it to Lala or something.
Yeah, like, by the way.
Bring Ocean in the Winter House.
Put Lala in that Winter House. Put Lala and James in that Winter House and make it the worst week of Tom Sandoval's life.
Yeah, honestly. Also, what do you think Tom and Schwartz are going to do? How do you think they're going to move forward in their friendship? Because I can't imagine how I would feel if, like, because he had Ariana in his wedding. Ariana's, like, a very big part of his life. To see his best friend hurt her in that way, lie to everybody, create this web of, you know, just deception and evil behavior. Yeah. What do you think? How do you think they move forward? Or do you think Schwartz, like, really doesn't care and he'll always be friends with Tom?
I think he cares in that sense of, like, I'm a good guy. Like, I love everybody. What? I don't want to make anybody upset. What?
Yeah.
But luckily for Sandoval is that Schwartz has tons of his own secrets and has tons of his own bad behavior. And it really is this boys club that I always wanted to rail against and fight against and say Jax is the ultimate evil. And so I don't think also Sandoval is right in past seasons where he has gotten Schwartz a lot of money with the Tom, like, Tom's manager is the one that usually gets them the Tom gigs and all of that stuff. And Sandoval has been really good at, like, using their brand to make money for both of them and really kept Schwartz afloat sometimes. And that was very true when he said that last season. But at this point, you're messing with that now. So I think Schwartz is, and I think Schwartz genuinely does like Ariana a lot. But at the end of the day, I don't think him and, like, Raquel was hanging out all the time. Like, Ariana you know, would go out all the time, but nowhere near the amount of Sandoval going out. Like Ariana was more of a homebody. And by the way, when I say homebody, it's still, she would still go out more than all of us combined. Like it wasn't like she wasn't not going out,
yeah, she
but
wasn't,
she also is like more like us, like going through TikTok and going through, like she appreciates, she's like a really funny, smart person that doesn't always just go out every night like Sandoval does. So I think the relationship we'll see some on camera stuff of like, how could you do this to me and to us, dude? But in the end of the day, I think it's going to
It
be
will be
fine
his,
because they all keep
yeah.
secrets for each other and stuff.
I mean, it's just tough when I see like clips of him on the red carpet with Schwartz and they get asked about Raquel or they get asked about him and Ariana and he's like, oh yeah, like we're great. Like we make time for each other. And I'm like, you're fucking Raquel. It's
The
disgusting.
only thing that could come out that would even like make me even more angry is if they did this while Drive was on, you know, like if they
Oh,
put a
God.
copy of Drive, like I mean, just like this is for Tom to have been cheated on the way he was cheated on in the past, and you know, it's wild that he would even consider bringing this into their house. Because it truly is like that house is like a labor of love for both of them. Like
Yeah, it's like all custom.
oh,
It's
it's very
beautiful.
specific to both of their tastes. Like it's wild. Like I'm like, you really didn't. And I just, I'm, and from what I'm hearing too, is that he's standing behind his behavior. Like he's like, you know, like is that, I'm like, shit, this dude thinks he's doing the right thing. And I'm like, how could you ever think you're doing, I mean, like, this isn't the right way to go about it, and to use somebody's mental health, and to use some, you know, mental health and their grandma and dog dying, to use that against them, it's really just shows how, you know, as much as I thought he understood mental health, you don't. It's like people with mental health. I have mental health issues, obviously, but I have mental, and like I can handle things. I can do work. I can hear hard things. I can go through rough things. You know, nobody's doing me a favor hiding something from me. In fact, I would argue that this is potentially going
It's
to
doing
be, yeah,
worse.
more damaging for somebody's mental health. And I just think on any cursory glance, he would understand that above all. And it's really disappointing. Also, with Raquel stuff, you probably, I think we all get this from just watching the show. I've said this from the time, like from the beginning. Every time I'm around her, she is a nice person, or she seems nice, but I have never been able to get a beat on her personality. Like there's just like I'll have a quick conversation with her. I was there that night at the Daily Mail party when like I didn't even realize the storyline was happening with her and Peter. And then
Stop.
I thought she was upset because Allie was there that night with DJ James Kennedy. And I remember bumping into her and I go, "Hey, are you okay?" And she looked at me like just blank and just like, "Yeah, why?" And I was like, "Okay, cool." Like, and I didn't even. I was like, "Okay, awesome." Like it. I've never been around a person that it just doesn't seem to register, or like that you can't pick up. Like, you know, when you're around somebody, you can kind of pick up a vibe, or you can pick up a like, oh, that's how they are in real life. I've always just, it's like I've always drawn a blank. Like,
She's like a
she's not
blank
mean.
page of a person.
Yeah, she's
She's a
not mean. She's just blank, you know?
right. And she just, I really do think in my heart, like they do not regret doing this. They are going to come out. There's going to be paparazzi pictures of them walking hand in hand down the street. Like I truly think they have no remorse for what they're doing.
But
And
think about,
I can't understand that.
but you know, we're both students of pop culture. We see how these things go, and it's like, how could you be so ignorant in this day and age where you don't piece together how this goes down? Like, you're never
Because
like,
they're narcissistic.
I mean, honestly, like I always thought, you know, I was saying this, that I always thought Sandoval was the good kind of narcissist. You know, is like he's using this to drive these passion projects, and it's like he's really this great person. And I was like, I would argue with anybody about this, and it turns out no, he's just the bad. He's just so he's like that little smirk he gave in the paparazzi photo. That little, and it's like, at what point do you think this is cute or funny? I
Or
don't
at
know.
what point do you think anyone is ever going to take your side? Like, really, let's be real. No one is going to take your side. No one is going to think, oh, well, you know, him and Ariana were having maybe a tough time in their relationship. Okay, then break up. You don't create this, all these lies.
Which is so funny too, because he's seen how it's gone for every one of his other cast members. And I don't know why he would think it would ever be different for him, just because, you know, all of the goodwill we have for him is because a lot to do with Ariana.
Ariana, it's, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she made me believe in the goodness him, you know? And
you saw him with her, and you saw how when she talked about her struggles with mental health, how much he was there for her and calling her dumpling and like loving her and obsessed with her and like really like. I thought that he was someone totally different, and I can't imagine how Ariana feels right now. Like,
and I think that's what he doesn't get. Like, I don't think he's thinking.
It's so crazy. I hope she gets the house.
Well, I don't think, I mean, like, dude, that's an expense. Like,
how can they afford that?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know their financial situation, but also, you know, like, I don't know how they would keep, and I don't even know why you would want to be in there any longer, but I will
right,
say
that's
like
true.
The amount of extra money that dude spent on like little, like, you know, like he was telling me like this gas line in the back to have this fireplace come up. And he was telling me like how, what it took to do this. And it was like a very Tom Sandoval thing. It was just like, I jumped through all of these hoops to do this. And
I also feel a lot of it has to do with the fact that Raquel feeds his ego a lot, because she's so desperate for fame and so obviously desperate to be on the show. I mean, you don't fuck four guys from the same show and not want to be famous. And I just,
which, by the way,
Ariana,
you know, it's fine.
Anymore.
It's I don't. You can
also,
sleep.
By the way, it's fine if you want to.
Yeah,
be
you
famous.
Can wait. You,
don't
no, care. No. Not that I'm saying right. Sleep with as many people as you want. Like, honestly, you can do whatever you want. When it becomes a really bad area is when that person is with somebody else that is your friend. I think this would be obvious to anyone. There, you know, that to me is just a no brainer in this specific instance, and I'm shocked. Like, you know, listen, I don't even support her going after Schwartz after Katie. I don't care if she wasn't friends with Katie. She's on a show with Katie. Katie asked her to respect her. But at the same time, you could make the argument of like, well, I guess she's just a little messy. But with this, there's no gray area here. There's just none. And people now, fifth day in, are trying to say, well, like, now I love when it comes around, and you'll see this with, like, you know this more than anybody, Instagram comments, is that the first couple days, people, anything you post, are like, hell yeah, Sam, yes, oh, yes, totally. And then around the third day, you start getting those people that are finally getting the post sent to them and go, wait a sec, this is very reactionary and you need to chill. This isn't, you know, you get all of these, like, thumpers that come in out of nowhere trying to, like, and it's like, it's so silly because you're like, at the same time, lady or gentleman, you're actually commenting on an Instagram post. Like, you have no moral high ground here.
Yeah.
Get on, you know, go touch grass yourself, lady, you know?
Yeah. Like, you're right. And you're boosting my engagement at the end of the day.
Yeah. I mean, so, why? It's,
I mean, but yeah, I mean, do you feel like you got everything off your chest? Is there anything else you want to discuss?
Oh, I'll never get
yeah, that's so true.
No, I mean, like, listen, I just keep thinking about all the times that I would, like, it's just, and if, I guess we're, I want to know more details from, I want, and I'm really not excited, but I'm curious to hear it from their perspective, because what is, like, that's the other thing I wrote last night was I said, Sandoval, and this is like, they've said this publicly, has always leaned on Ariana to kind of help him with his thoughts. Because if you haven't noticed, Sandoval is not the best communicator in terms of piecing sentences together. It's all about passion. It's all about all of this stuff. So Ariana would really help him finish his thoughts because she knew what he was thinking. So you would see that a lot in the reunions. You'd see that a lot in the scenes. And that's why Sandoval would be so reactionary with anger, because he couldn't find the words. Like, he would be tears or anger. And now I find it interesting, because who's going to do this for him? Because it's not going to be Schwartz. You know it's not going to be Raquel. And he's going to have verbal assassins on him now, like DJ James Kennedy and Lala. And what's, like, Raquel going to be like, don't do that to Tom. Don't do that to Tom. Like, you know, with her shaky voice. Like,
Like, she can barely form a fucking sentence. And she's going against, like, verbal, like you said, assassins, warriors. These are people who have, like, a PhD in, like, dragging someone. Lala, Katie, James. Ariana is so well-spoken, and I have a feeling, like, so can I tell you, I was so fucking scared that at the very beginning, like, I was like, Ariana's going to take the high road. She's just, that's just what she's going to do. And I was really worried. And then when she said to Lala, like, you can scorch the earth, like, I really don't care about these.
Oh, when she let Dodie come over on Friday night, I was like, oh, okay. Like, I was
just
like,
called you girl. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. No, I get it. I get that all. No reaction. By the way, most of my best friends are girls. So, like, please, like, girl me up. But, like, But I was like, okay, let these people. Well, I think the reality of that situation, too, is you got to think about, okay, so. Imagine being in one of the most intense breakups because of the length of time you've been with this person, the life that you've shared. And now think about within the span of a week, you have to think of the perfect thing to say on a talking head that's going to be beamed out to everybody. So
everyone's going to be watching.
Yeah. And, like, you know, we all know in breakups and stuff like that, you don't have your clearest thinking that first week or the first month or even the first 6 months. So what's going to be interesting, but also what I worry about is that after all the cameras go down, after Lala, Jane, all these people go away, you know, I do know she has a really good support system around her of good friends that aren't on the show, but I just worry of, like, you know, to be expected to be able to be clear in a situation like this so quickly, because this really did just happen within the span of the week. I think this will be interesting how everybody comes at it. And I just...
I mean, it's going to be full on raw emotion at the reunion because they're filming that in 2 weeks.
I mean, you could just sense Andy's boner, like, every time he talks about
it. Oh my God, are you kidding? He's like thrilled.
He's like, the 42 and unders have texted me. I love that he said Jax was the one that texted him the most. He's like, what's up, bro? It's me, Jax. What's going on, dude? Hey, can we talk about this? Hey, I'm going to send you a picture of my dick really quick. Can I get back on the show? What's up?
Yeah, like, he's desperate. Wow, it's just really sad. And, you know, I never, like, love the idea of violence, but just the thought that Sheena's, like, first reaction was to shove Raquel into a wall and punch her in the face. Well, I was like, I kind of, like, oddly, now this isn't a great quality of mine. I was oddly, like, living for that because I just know how much Sheena, like, loves Ariana. Like, even when they might not seem super close or whatever, they still have that foundation of, like, we are in this. You had my back when no one did. I had your back, vice versa. Like, that's her fucking girl. And just, like, picturing Sheena and those nails, and you know she was, like, ugly crying. Like, I cannot.
Well, and by the way, like, they were on kind of not a victory tour, but, like, they were on,
oh my God.
Like,
no, they were.
We're fighting for the what's right. You know, I'm Watch What Happens Live. Yes. I'm standing up to Katie. I believe I did the right
thing.
They
were on page six. They were on Chicks in the Office. They were making their fucking rounds.
And then to realize that in that moment, like, to me, it was a very, like, the end of that movie, Usual Suspects, with Kevin Spacey, when he becomes the, like, you find out he's Kaiser Soze, the whole, sorry to people that haven't seen that, but you realize that he's the villain the whole way. Like, I just imagine Sheena, like, you know, seeing that text from Ariana, looking up and realizing that she is backed
like the enemy.
She's backed the wrong horse. And for Sheena, that's where I believe you really get Sheena, is when you make Sheena look like a fool. Like, you know,
yeah,
even
Sheena,
like, and by the way,
like that.
Sheena loves Ariana. Like, honestly, that's true. Like, but she realizes, I put everything into her. And that's like, cause that's her sticking up for, you know, the whole season.
And I was thinking to myself too, they probably, once they got the news and everyone realized that this really happened, there's probably so many little moments where they're like, in hindsight, they're like, oh, that was actually really weird when they did that. Or that was really weird when she said this. It's like, that's the part everyone's probably like, what the fuck? Like, how did we not see this?
I was thinking about the rest of the season, is that we're going to be watching it with such a hyper vigilance in all of the moments of, like, okay, where's Tom looking in this scene? Is he looking at Raquel? And we see in the trailer for this season is that the open relationship where Sheena goes, I heard you, my man, open relationship. And he's like, come on. And the thing, what I'm guessing is that maybe Tom has told a couple people that might've caught on to certain behaviors that he is in an open relationship, when I do know that they were definitely not in an open relationship. So I'm curious if that was another Sandoval lie that we're going to be potentially seeing playing out. So, and I do know that production usually gets wind of things way before any, you know, like, so I'm curious at which point production was made aware of this, because we saw those Demois blinds that somebody was leaking. And by the way, Lala, like, I was told that on Heather McDonald's Patreon, Lala had said something about being suspicious of these people months ago about Tom and Raquel.
Well, she said on the Nick Viall podcast that she feels that Ariana and Tom were the least authentic on the show, just because she's like, they just seem to hide a lot of like their real lives on the show.
I like, heard that.
So, but I don't know.
No. But I always took that as, you know, Ariana's pissed off a lot of these people in this show because in some ways she's been untouchable because she's on the right side of usually people's behavior, on the right side of a lot of like.
She's on the right side of history.
So, well, right side of social issues, you know, where I think that can sometimes annoy people because Ariana will also not back down from Stassi, wouldn't back down from Jax, wouldn't back down of like from Lala. Yeah. So I think that annoys people to begin with. But yeah, I mean, listen, obviously Tom was not being who he was, but I've never thought that about Ariana on camera, but you know.
Yeah, and just like I keep repeating myself, I'm sorry, and then we can move on to Potomac, which I can't believe like the Robin Dixon scandal.
What's Potomac? What's Potomac? What is it?
Well, I just find it really scary just the amount of deception and the level of deception that there was.
Yeah.
And like how much he really had to cover his ass. And that just freaks me out.
Well, he was saying in this last week's episode, he's like, I'm so stressed. I'm like, I don't sleep anymore. I'm just pacing, trying to get, I always do him with a little lisp because there's like a little lisp there, but he's like, I'm wondering, was he also stressed about because he was hiding a full blown relationship? Was that part of the stress that he
and
was not sleeping?
Know. How did they think this was going to go? Did they think like they were going to come out of it and we'd be like, you know what? We get it.
Yeah, I think.
Like what?
Well, I think in their sick heads, there might have been a part of Tom, especially that thought people would love this because we were all standing up for Raquel all of a sudden in certain situations.
Oh,
and I think it's like, yo, dude, that's not universal standing up. You know, like
we feel bad for her.
Yes,
like,
we have way bigger of a. I really did. I bought into that whole thing of like
Bambi-eyed bullshit. Yeah, well, I did too.
Somebody growing up trying to figure out. I mean, listen, she even said
trying to find their
ago,
voice,
like,
trying to be confident.
Like, I didn't know what boundaries were until Sandoval told me. And I'm like, didn't know what bound. Like I said to Sheena. I told you, I was like, she seems like she was frozen in ice and somebody all of a sudden melted her. And she's like, I have no clue how to live, do anything.
She's like
anymore.
A woolly mammoth.
Yes. It was like, how do you not know the word boundary, you know?
Yeah. And I don't want to fucking hear another word about her being like, I'm actually smart because I went to college. Babe, I know so many dumbass people that got into college.
Dude, I went to ASU. I'm not smart. And I still am better at... I'm so better communicating than
a party animal.
No, by the way, I'm the idiot that went to ASU and didn't party. I was like a theater major. Like I was that guy. Like
okay.
I didn't even. You're like, okay, girl. By the way, Raquel's whole storyline last season was like, I don't know how to give a toast. A toast, James. How dumb is that? And it's like, well, you don't know how to do a toast, but you sure do know how to fuck around, you know?
Yeah, you know how to fuck your friend's boyfriend for
that's
7 months
in his house. That's a form of communication. That's a form of toasting, yes. You did toast.
When I saw the matching Halloween costumes, I was like, you're an evil person.
How that was explained to me, too, now in retrospect, it's even grosser, but how that was explained to me was that was a slam back at Katie Maloney because Katie Maloney had made fun of that outfit at BravoCon that Raquel was wearing. So Tom was like a little poke, like that... To me, it was explained as that was a, you know, getting like, Katie. But now it's disgusting, you know?
Yeah. Well, someone tweeted, this was so funny. Not even Tristan third trimester Thompson would dress up as his mistress for Halloween. And I was like, that's so fucking good.
But I actually do believe he would dress up as.
Yeah, for sure. I was worried that Raquel's going to get pregnant.
Oh, well, but what I'm afraid of in terms of like things that they're going to try out to gain sympathy.
Oh, I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
I want to be a father. You know, that's so important to me. And we just didn't know if, you know, like I have a feeling. And it's like, dude, be careful the paths you go down in this. Because by the way, that would be a valid feeling or something like that. But it would also be a very private thing that you would do not on television and not with Raquel until, you know, everything had been cleared away from a previous relationship. So,
yeah, he's just disgusting. Wow. I feel like I could talk about that forever. And we kind of did, but that's okay. I want to talk to you about the Real Houses of Potomac reunion part three. We finally wrapped up this season. It's funny because a few weeks ago, the Robin Dixon stuff was like the biggest stuff going on in Bravo. We were like, oh my God, yeah. She put it behind a paywall. Juan Dixon was cheating in the hotel. What's the truth? And now I was watching it and I was like, I can't care about anything else other than the Raquel and Tom stuff. Like, I really was watching it and I was refreshing my Twitter feed, like looking for new stuff about Raquel.
Oh,
like,
I watched Sunday night, and the whole time I was just thinking, like, oh, I wonder what Raquel and Tom are doing right now. Like, and by the way, as an episode of Potomac, I was like, okay, good. Yeah. You know, everybody's doing their thing. Yeah. And the Andy thing with Robin. I'm like, okay. But it really is interesting
your
how it just kind
was
of
elsewhere.
Yeah, it sucks your intention completely. And I just kept thinking of like, wow, the Bravo universe is so vast. Like right now, you know, right now Tom and Raquel are out there doing something while this Potomac episode is airing right now. Yeah. And I think it kind of also, we're on the last part of the season, so I've said my goodbyes to Potomac already,
right?
For this season, and I already know how I feel about Robin and what she did, but it does kind of expand that argument of, you know, Tom wasn't planning on getting caught, so this would have been another thing that would have been kept secret on a reality show. He got caught. This was not his choice. So
he did not come out with this.
That's what I'm saying. So it's kind of a Robin Dixon-esque, you know, we're falling into this same thing of don't be like the Heather Gay of it all. And they're like, don't be the producer. Like, there are producers on this show.
Producer, right?
Don't be a producer. Do not think that you've rigged the system and you get it. I don't want you on the show once you think that you get how this works.
No, get off. Get off of it.
Well, kind of. I just sound like, eh.
Yeah, like the Potomac reunion, I thought Karen was really sleepy for all of the episodes. She didn't really do much.
No, I mean, she was, you know what, filing her nails at one point. She was doing the
I'm like, okay, then like,
Candace
don't,
was yawning it, as well. It was a lot of yawning.
It could have been two parts, in my opinion.
Oh,
I don't think it needed to be three.
I think the three thing is just like, okay, I get you want to sell advertising, but just like, I'll watch 30 minutes of commercials if that's what you need, you guys, but I don't need a third part. But yeah. But my M2 and Maya, I don't know where you stand on Maya, but it's like it's not really fun when I'm like, you just, if you're going to be able to say anything unchecked, I sometimes get a little, it becomes a little tedious because it's like,
I kind of tap out.
Yeah. I'm just like, well, you're going to say anything. Like I can't.
Yeah. And then she's like, well, that's actually not what it was.
Yes.
It was actually this. I'm like, okay, well, like then I don't care about anything you say.
Yeah.
I will tell you, I did get a lot emotional watching Daddy G cry.
What?
About her rash.
It was. Well, no. And that was very.
It was very unexpected.
But also, I love that G doesn't seem to get it. Like Andy was talking about the sex of like, so you've never had, you know, penetrative sex with any of her friends. And he's like, no, you know, we did some, you know, touching and grabbing and stuff like that. And everybody laughs. And he's like, I don't know what's so funny here. I don't know. You know, and I'm just like, I love that he doesn't.
Yeah.
The unawareness is sometimes what makes me really love these people. But Maya, Maya's so hyper aware that it just takes away. Because I'm just like, girl, you know, you're producing. You're like, girl, it's a reality show. Sorry.
Yeah. I just didn't enjoy the third part. Like, I like that I got to see my man, Eddie. Like, I was loving that because he looked really good. But other than that, I love that Andy made it very clear that Bravo asked for Charisse to come back.
Yes. Yeah.
He was like, I just want to make this known. Like,
well, did you see that Katie Ross tweet about Charisse?
Yes, I did. People ask for her to come back all the time. And I will never understand that. She is so like unsettling to me.
Well, I mean, I think she's unstable in a lot of ways. And by the way, I don't, but I also think that, you know, that's potentially true. But once again, when you're
don't care.
I used to say this all the time about like, we need reliable narrators. Katie is not a reliable narrator. Thus we cannot believe that's like Maya's the same way. Not a reliable narrator. You need people that you can trust. So it depends on where this information comes from. Like if we can trust info, like I was using, I think an example of like, I don't know, maybe this is a bad example, but like Crystal from Beverly Hills. Like Crystal mm-hmm. is like, you know, okay, if I hear Crystal say something, I'm like, she's not completely at a point where I feel like she's just insanely making up things. So I can right. believe her more than I can believe Lisa Rinna. Like, it's just how yeah. that works. You know, we need those reliable narrators that we can go, well, it did come from this person, and this person usually isn't insanely messy, but Katie's insanely messy. Mia's insanely messy. I mean, Giselle is really lucky that she has the charm she does.
Oh,
like she's I mean, so
the
full
most
of charm.
Charming woman,
but
beautiful.
Oh, I mean, she's lucky on all those accounts because it is getting to a point where it's like, you can't just sit up on the wall and be like, well, this is how I feel. And this is how
I know. Andy was like, you keep saying he did something, but that did is just you felt uncomfortable. Like you made it sound like he actually like did something to you.
I was like, she did make it sound like that.
She did. And he was like, and Chris, I love that Chris stood up for himself. And he was like, you've had 10 months to talk about this and I never have. So please let me finish. And I was like, good for you. You know, I do enjoy him and Candace together, but I do worry about them sometimes. And I don't really know why. Like,
well, because at the end of the day,
end game.
Well, at the end of the, well, I will. Okay. Chris was doing well until he got angry. And
yes.
that ruined it for, not didn't ruin it. Cause he had the high ground where he could have just been like, this has been very upsetting for me and my family. And like, that is so much more powerful than going, no, you listen to me. Because once you do that, you throw out like a lot of things and people don't really aren't able to listen.
They're not going to listen to you.
But in this case, he was completely right. It's just that when you're good, you don't have to go that hard. The other thing I will say about Chris and Candace, I was agreeing with you about not in game. I will tell you the last night of BravoCon though, and I was not a Candace fan until this season because I was still remember the days of Monique, and I am still very upset about the Monique situation and how that all played out. But I saw them on the last night of BravoCon. I know. I saw that on the last night of BravoCon, and they were sitting together by themselves off in a corner, and they had their feet kicked up, and he had his arm around her. She was leaning into him, and it was like the and then it was me creepily staring from behind a bush, you know, and like no, but it was like it was this really real moment that they were, you know, they didn't know somebody creepy was watching them, and I was like, oh, it kind of like. I was like, oh, this is a very real relationship. Like,
yeah.
This was a very real, not that that means that they're going to stay together forever, but in that moment, I kind of shifted.
There was
things.
Love there and you could see
I mean, 1,000%. And that was, you know, at the end of that long weekend. And I was like, oh, this is interesting to see. I just think Chris has got to chill with the, Chris. Yeah. All of it. The whole, like, you know,
I don't really like when the men get too involved.
Well, I mean, I'm, yeah, I don't either. I mean, well, unless Joey Gorga, and then he's like a housewife.
Unless it's Frank Catania dressed as Easter Bunny.
Yeah. Still, by the way, that image is going to haunt me for the rest of like, that's a horror film right there. That image of Frank, like, the Easter Bunny's going to get you. Frank Catania is.
He's got a little tail.
the little smile, the knowing smile. Like, I got your eggs. The Chris thing is just like, he's got to chill, man. I always think that it's funny when people think that they're so smart that they can like do mental gymnastics on Twitter with somebody. And then you read their stuff and they're like, you're not that good at this. Like, it's like you aren't like you make some points, but you're not like, whoa, but
you're not like killing it. Yeah.
You're like Candace can kill it at times. Candace can
for
kill
sure.
it.
After the Chris Robin stuff, her Candace. Tweets were no, Chris is not Candace. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about Summer House. Summer House.
Summer should
thoughts?
Be sad. Summer should be sad. It's a really sad season so far. It really shows when people.
What a great way to put that.
Well,
it is sad.
It is. I mean, it's like we're all of a sudden seeing what it's like to not be able to party on the weekends and to actually grow up. And so it's like this weird Peter Pan struggle. And, you know, we're actually making fun of somebody that is getting their life together. And I will say, you know, Carl and Lindsay, when you watch them, it's uncomfortable. You know, it's like, because they're genuinely in that love bubble phase. Yeah. And it's not sometimes the most, you're like, oh God, get it away.
Even though
I'm happy for them, I believe this is a very real relationship. Obviously, I love though Kyle's logistics of like, she's in his ear, man. I'm like, yeah, man, they live together. That's his partner. I hope she's in his ear. That's how relationships work.
Yeah.
People talk about. So it is interesting that all of a sudden, which I thought Kyle loved Lindsay. I know Amanda didn't, but I thought Kyle did. And to see the turmoil this is putting them through. Like, I really, my heart went out to Amanda. But at the same time, I was like, Daniel said, that wasn't meant as a bullet, you know, it wasn't meant to destroy her. And
they want to be able to talk to Amanda about feelings. They want to be able to talk to her about what they're thinking and feeling, and so that they can move forward. And Amanda just never allows that to happen because she just cries. And this is like my least favorite quality, or one of them, in people, is when you bring up how you feel to them and then they just start crying. And then you feel bad because they're crying, and then nothing ever gets resolved because now you just feel like a bitch. And I just felt like Amanda just seems very fragile to me.
There's
a part, I'm just a little worried. Like, I just want her to be okay. And I just feel like Kyle is creating all of this mess with Lindsay and Carl almost as a distraction from like his own relationship. I found it weird that he didn't know about his wife's health.
Yeah, and he was like, hey, babe, like she's on top of him in like a wrestling pose.
He's like, let's talk about your infertility.
Here you're not going to the doctor. And I'm like, this is wild. And by the way, this is the kind of communication at this point it seems like Carl and Lindsay have. And I'm not saying that Kyle's jealous of this, but I think Kyle's looking at it in a completely wrong way. And it maybe points out some inconsistencies in his behavior in their relationship. And I will say, like, that reunion thing from last season that got brought up in this week's episode about, like, you know, he works for us and Lindsay, you know, Lindsay's, you know, whatever that word was that she used. I remember going off on that moment because I was like, why are they all going this hard on Lindsay? It really felt like a mean girls kind of gang up. And I remember Amanda DM'd me about this of like, I hear you're mad at me or something like that. And like, I was like, Amanda, I don't know you as a real person. I know you from this show. And from what I saw, that moment did disappoint me. But I said, what I'm also wondering is that what are we not seeing? Because
I know
what is being left out, because you guys are going so hard against Lindsay.
So what is it?
And I will say the other moment off topic that like really kind of, I think very lucky that all this Sandoval stuff is going down, because I think this would be looked into a little deeper, is that for Maya to pull Sam aside and say, you talk too much. And then I'm like, Maya,
no, I know.
I am a huge Maya supporter. And for like, that was so far out of the character that I thought she had. And I thought it was like, listen, I've been here. I've been around the block here. Let me tell you, keep your mouth shut, girl. No, it's good. You're great. Yeah. Like, and for her to like break down crying, and like, this was, that moment kind of grossed me out in a way that I wasn't. Especially for
it was a hot mic moment too. So I don't think she thought for one second that this was going to be used.
You really? Because I would think this would be something that would immediately be used. Like, what a weird moment.
Maya clearly isn't. She hasn't been around the block that much because she doesn't know that.
True.
But I was so disgusted by that as well. It was so mean. And I get it. Not everyone is a fit for this house. Not everyone meshes together. Sam is clearly, she's young. She's surrounded by all of these people that she does not know in a house for a weekend. Of course, she's going to maybe act a little weird and she's going to talk a lot. But then to like have her feel like very triggered by that and be like, you know, my past relationship, he always told me to like, I was too loud and I was too this. And then to have her mom be like, you're not too much for me.
I almost started crying. Don't let your light be dimmed. I also think it's funny that she was like, me and my mom have a party trick. We can like complete each other's sentences. I'm like, that might just be mother and daughter. Like, that's not necessarily
a healthy relationship.
Not necessarily a party trick, but go on with your bad self.
I just didn't like that from Maya at all. It felt very mean girl.
I didn't expect that. And listen, the audience, I think sometimes these people should know that the audience is going to do half the work for you. We see that Sam talks too much. Let us see it and notice it, and the editors will do their trolling. You don't necessarily need to pull somebody aside and give them a warning.
Yeah, you don't need to say the quiet part out loud.
Yeah, I was like, why throw yourself in that line of fire like that? Mm-hmm. But it's like another mess, you know? Like, and then Danielle screaming to Carl, like, get up, say something, like, say it, do it. And it's really wild. And then Andrea, such a bright, shining light. What a ray.
Why
of
the fuck
pure sunshine.
Is he not full time?
Because by the way, he was on the podcast yesterday. He goes, and he was like, I was in love. I'm in love. You know, he's in love with Lexi, which, by the way, he says Lexi's coming later this season. This was not just a one and done. He's going to be on a bunch of episodes.
Okay, good.
But he had a lot of stuff going on, and he was traveling, and he really, really does love this Lexi girl. And, you know, he was trying to do the best thing for that and the best thing, but he definitely missed them. Mm-hmm. And by the way, how dirty he got. I was like, whoa,
with the hook. The Trevi fountain?
I was like, what?
I was like sweating. I was like, Andrea.
It's like somebody
did the finger thing. And I was like, oh my God.
You got to do the hook. By the way, I also think that maybe Andrea, wouldn't it be funny if every sexual thing he said was wrong, but he's just so good looking that no woman's ever stopped him from doing it. He's like, you know, you got to whack your wiener on their temple of their head. Ah, sexy. Like, he can do anything because no woman will ever stop him.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like that, and I do love that he said on the pod, and he said, he's like, you know, because he's like, he's a beautiful man, but that sometimes gets annoying to him. And I love, he's like, sometimes, you know, I'm more than that, you know, like, and I'm like, God bless you. God bless. God bless. Like, I would kill to be nothing more than that. Like, I would kill to be that.
I love his commitment to just buttoning one button at the very
bottom. I said, dude, little word of advice. If you don't want people talking about your body, button all the buttons. He's like, that's how it's meant to look. And I'm like, no, dude, I can guarantee you that's how I can get. If I wear a shirt, I'm buttoning those buttons.
I don't know why, but I just have this sudden urge to get him on Real Housewives of New Jersey. Like, I want him interacting with Dolores, like these old school Italian girls, like, I want to see how they react to him because he's like that, so Italian.
Oh, I think that's I think that's the future of Bravo. When a season is not going well, ship somebody like Andrea in there just for a weekend of activities.
Dorinda.
If you're going to do bad activities already.
Oh, at Summer House.
Oh, no. But I'm saying like ship Andrea over to Jersey for a weekend. On, you know, like, and if they're going to do like fake setups of like, we're going to paint pottery today, you know, like then have Dorinda there to like lead the pottery session with drinks, like start, you know, we have a Bravo universe, start using it in weird ways when a season's not working.
I'm just glad we're not being like beat over the head with Austin.
But see, this is how Austin and ladies stay strong here, and men too, is that like, you know, when things like Sandoval happens, everybody's like, maybe Jax wasn't that bad. Guys, two things can be true at once. Like, there's a lot, like, and don't be like, well, I guess Austin isn't that bad. Yeah, man, he is. I don't know if there's a good man on Bravo. Andrea, sure, but even like I was saying, I was like, Andrea is such a great guy. And then I was like, I think. Like, who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
But everybody just needs to grow up. And I think being on reality shows have rotted some of these men's brains to a point.
Yes.
Like their brain was already rotted, but this almost maybe encourages behavior that they think this is like the Austin thing. I'm so happy that he's not in Winterhouse. I'm so happy.
Oh my God. I'm
so
thrilled.
Happy.
You know, when Craig he did an interview last year after Summer House and he was talking about his Q score. And I was like, okay, I cannot do this with you. Like,
I read his book.
You talk about it. Have you listened to the audiobook? Have you heard
that? Is this what about you say? If you listen to the audiobook, you guys, the first chapter is, my name is Craig Conover, and I grew up in, like, he's screaming.
Screaming.
Where I was like, oh, crap. Like, I don't know if I'll be, like, literally able to listen to this because it's screaming. And then somebody, like the book editor must have fallen asleep or whoever was running the session because they woke up and all of a sudden he's like, what's up? It's me, Craig. He gets quieter. And I don't know why they left in that first part.
Yeah, he screams.
But I kept thinking the Craig thing is so funny because it's an example of, I think Craig's a smart dude. I think he's very charming, very good looking. But it's interesting because he seems to have lucked into a lot of situations that he doesn't even realize they're good until they're happening. Because even the pillow thing, he's like, I had these brilliant people come up to me and say, let's do pillows. I thought about it for a while and I asked for a certain percentage and they were like, no, we got to do 50-50. And I was like, huh. But then I realized I didn't want to do any of the work. So I gave it to them. But what I did do was pillow parties. And that was a huge success. And then he realized halfway through, he's like, oh my God, this is a real thing. And like Craig always seems to catch up to where he is, and then it gives him the confidence to like push further. He's usually not the guy spearheading.
He's like a businessman.
Yeah.
You're really not.
Yeah, it's so funny. And what is your opinion on Paige and Craig? Do you think they're going to go the distance?
No, I don't.
Do you think Paige knows that already?
I feel like it will eventually, because here's my thought process on Craig and Paige. I feel, because he did, and I think he was on Watch What Happens Live, like last winter or something. And he was like, I want, hopefully, like, you know, Paige and I will be engaged around like our 1 year anniversary, which was like last fall. And obviously that hasn't happened. And I think like in his mind, he's like, we're the number one couple on Bravo. We're the first like people to come together from different shows. And I have to capitalize on this like while we're still fresh in people's minds and people are excited.
I got scared he was going to ask her to marry him at BravoCon. Like I got really nervous for a second. Like I thought that was the big surprise.
She would hate that.
Oh, I
know. Like, I don't know her, but I just know enough that like that would piss her off. And I feel like his boyishness that she is like so into is going to get really old.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Her to be like, yeah, like we don't like plan weekends together. Like we're in different states. I'm like, what?
You know what got me really worried, and Paige, this was a quality for Paige, was Paige said he's never like pooped around her or farted around her. Mm-hmm. And listen, I get it. That's like really attractive. But at the same time, that's not real life, you guys. Like that is not real life at all. And not, you know, but I'm just
real
saying
life
like
is having diarrhea.
But also imagine the first time he does fart around Paige, she's going to freak out. She's going to jump out of a window. She's going to be like, what the fuck did you just do? Yeah. But that's just not, that's what I was like, you guys have the kind of relationship where you hide farts from each other? Like that means that they don't, I'm like, how little time do you spend with each other? Or Craig is the most regular man in the history of the world.
Which I can assure you with his diet, he's not. With all this food, there's no way this man isn't farting. But to me, their relationship just seems very much like The Bachelor, like where when they do spend time together, it's almost like a vacation for one of them. And you're, of course, going to have a really good you're going to have a good time on a vacation with your significant other. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, totally. Yeah.
I had a friend who was in a long distance relationship for like 8 years. And she was like, yeah, like we spend all this time together. We never fight. I'm like, I wouldn't fight with someone I never see in the Bahamas. Like, of course you're not going to fight.
Yeah. I mean, and also there is a level of like, this is all a dream, you know, like, you know, you're celebrated. People want to, your autographs is
what
people talk about.
But I don't think people loved them as much as he thought that they would.
Yeah, but I think it's kind of like how potentially Tom Sandoval is thinking about things too. And I always wonder about couples like this, like the Paige and Craigs and the Amandas and the Kyles, where I use this as an example with Schwartz and Katie, but now you can use Sandoval, is that this is like the Ghost of Christmas Future for some of these ladies. These ladies got to draw the wagons and go, hey, I love you. You know that. Give me your phone right now, though. Give me your phone. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, this isn't personal. You can blame this on your buddy Sandoval, but I need your phone right now. And, you know, sorry if you think this is insecurity, but I just need it. And I want to check a couple things out, because this is the kind of shit of like this kind of stuff seems to keep happening. And it's a microcosm of the real world from all the ladies that have DM'd me about their significant others cheating or whatever like that. So right. Haven't you heard those stories too? Like
of
having
course.
People. Yeah. He's like,
I've like lived it, Ryan.
Yeah. I mean, was it Sandoval? Yeah. No. Sandoval broke my heart. So I like those ladies, like, I wonder if there's part of a recognition, especially Paige, because Paige is hyper aware of social media and all of that stuff. Is that like, I wonder if there's a thing in the back of the head of like, is potentially Craig messing around on me? Like, is there, there's got to be a kernel of a thought, you know, and I'm not, this really isn't nothing personal against Craig. It's against men. There's got to be some kind of thought of like, could this happen to me as well?
Well, do you remember last week when there was a Dumois about the Cookie Monster and it was about
I thought
Kyle having an
See,
affair?
I thought it was about Oliver because Maya sold cookies.
Oh,
But
I thought it because it said married
no,
person.
you're right. You're right. I
So,
was
but
trying because
he's probably thrilled the Tom stuff happened.
oh, you know what's so dark? I know I don't want to like this is a I was
Yeah,
such
tell
a
me.
fanboy of Sandoval. I was like I that it was like I went to that Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras concert at Bravo. I've seen Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras like 5 times. I'm like a flipping groupie. It's like I've seen him
Yeah.
more times than Countess Luann and the Grateful Dead combined. And like
Yeah.
I lost all of my equipment, or I got stolen at Tom Sandoval's show. Like I got
Oh my
my podcast recorder, and I had an
God.
interview with Teresa Giudice on there. I had all this stuff. My
Stop.
wallet was in there, and I was having the time of my life. I had to go back to that like place at 2 a.m. search. No, nothing. It was just a mess. And then Ariana was like, okay, well, that sucks. Come party with us at this, you know, it's Schwartz's, we're doing a Schwartz's 40th birthday celebration. And so I went to this bar, and it's like, you know, Sandoval and Kyle are outside. Kyle's like shit faced. Amanda's nowhere in sight. And,
Yeah.
you know, I take a picture with all three of those guys, and I'm like, this is the coolest thing ever. I was like, oh my God, yes, you
Yeah.
guys. I will say, Kyle did nothing creepy in terms of any other. Like, Kyle seems to be that guy, or at least that night, that like really wants to get hammered. Like, really does live
Yes.
for the weekends. It
He
seems like it's
does.
like we left that place at like 4:30. Like we shut it down. They let us stay there. And like 4:30, we're stumbling out of that place.
Oh my
He was
God.
hammered getting his way back to
Well,
Amanda. And I was like, how's that gonna work out?
yeah, well, that's the another part of him and being so weird with Carl is it's like Carl's growing up and Carl is getting sober and Carl is putting his relationship first. And these are all things that Kyle will never and hasn't done
Well, it feels like,
yet.
listen, I'm working my ass off. He always like, I'm working my ass off, so I deserve to get hammered. I deserve to eat cookie
Sorry.
dough. What? Oh,
Him talking about just like how he works his ass off. It's like, not to be like a hater, but like, where the f who is buying Loverboy? No one.
yeah, I like hard alcohol myself, so I
I've just
don't.
like never seen someone be like, you know what? Have you tried these before? I like no one's buying a 6-pack of Loverboy online for $72. Like they're just not doing that.
It's
And
a
I
high price
tweeted
point.
about
It's a
this
high
today.
price point.
The only reason why people buy Loverboy is because the can is cute, and that is because of
I will
Amanda.
say that's what I that
Yes.
this the packaging that Amanda was showing last night really is amazing packaging that pops. Like
She's a
it
great
truly is.
designer.
Yeah, like
She's a
I'm
really great designer. She could have
and those
got.
sweatshirts and all of that stuff.
Yes, like
Amazing.
it's cute as fuck. And truly, like, she's the reason anyone buys Loverboy. No one's buying it because of the taste.
Well, the other thing, Carl, like, and I also am willing, even if Carl's sober, it does not mean Carl's a great worker. You
Oh, of
know,
course
like,
not.
I mean, so, you know, all these things can be true is that Carl probably wasn't good at sales, but Carl is conflating these things of like, well, I show up to these events and I take pictures and I smile with people. And it's like, when you're starting a business and operate, like, you have to wear all sorts of hats. You know, once
Yeah,
he's
if you're
sobering
working
up,
for a startup.
But he realizes, yeah, this, I guess, at the end of the day, isn't my dream. When he was messed up and like just looking for a job, this was probably the sweetest gig ever. But now he wants more, and it's okay to want more. But I think just showing up to events and being the face of Loverboy is a huge part of this, of course. But it is kind of being neglectful of everything else that needs to go into it. So I
Yeah.
believe that he might not be the best employee for Loverboy. But also, what a wild thing for your boss to say on national television that you
Do coke?
potentially have had a drug issue in the past, you
Yeah.
know?
Well, it just takes me back to when Hannah brought up that Carl did Adderall on a podcast and she got crucified.
Well, like, but if we're going to start revealing those kind of secrets, there is not going to be one person left standing. There is not like there is
No.
like all of these people. Like Southern Charm used to have a code word for like you got blow on the table, or like they have even like Sheena. She said this on my podcast because she loves Summer House, and she was saying, "Listen, it's crazy that they talked about it, but it's even crazier that they left it in the edit." Because that was a, she's like, that's a choice. Usually, like when those things are said, we know that it won't make the edit. That made the edit. And that really shows, like, wow, is Bravo entering a new phase? Which brings us back to Doty coming back on the show. How, like, I
Crazy.
want Doty on the show, of course, sure. But, like, wait, didn't she get fired for something that like you can't like I'm confused of like under what auspices? And then I was
No, I know. They can't even say Stassi's name on the show.
Yeah, like you
Katie
know,
has
Katie
to be like, I was at my friend's
wedding. Like, are we going to act now that that's the part that confused me of like, are you saying that it's and like, listen, I want to see Dodi back. By the way, I do also think that's a lot of pressure to put on Ariana of like, it's up to Ariana if I come back. Like, would you want that pressure on you in the middle of like, you know, because this is kind of her and Sandoval's thing of like, and Ariana's probably, I would imagine, let her, you know, come back on and they have a good relationship, her and Dodi. But it is one of those things of like, okay, now the circus element of a very real relationship. So I guess we'll do this for this week and then start healing after that. But yeah, the Dodi thing kind of like, wait, wouldn't Dodi then have an actionable lawsuit if like all of a sudden she's allowed back on? If Bravo said she's like fired for good? Like that's the part I get confused about.
I just want your final thoughts on the relationship between Kyle and Amanda. Where do you think it's going? Do you think they're going to stay together? Do you think they're not going to stay together?
I think they have, you know, this is, well, I mean, it's like the Tom and Ariana house. They have so much wrapped up in this business. They, you know, they seem to be at a, I don't, like, I like, I mean, I like them. It seems like there's a lot of issues that they don't speak about. It doesn't seem like they have that, or at this moment, they don't have that relationship that Carl and Lindsay do, where they are heavily communicating with each other. But I think we like them. I even like Kyle with all his theatrics and stuff like that. I mean, we excuse
he's
a lot
good
of
TV.
Yeah. Oh yeah. By the way, he is like, he started this show, you know, and
him, Lindsay and Carl started this show. Carl and his yellow teeth.
And his third ball.
Yeah.
No, I mean, listen, if I judge it by all other Bravo relationships, I would say no, they probably won't be. But the part of me that like likes them no matter what they do, I would want that. Cause I do genuinely get bummed out when people split up.
I know.
You know?
I there's a part of me that like just really loves Amanda. Like I just,
but wait, if
I
Kyle's cheating,
like
fuck
a good
that.
Oh yeah. Fuck Kyle.
Well, if well, Kyle's cheating, rumors, all that goes out the bag.
Well, you know that there were rumors about, oh, sorry, just like, it's like an earthquake. There were rumors about him and Sam.
You know what? It's a,
but it's like, that's a rumor. I sound like Mia.
I mean, Sam is like, she's looking for somebody to jump on tables with her. She keeps saying, but listen, I will say, you know, to bring it back to Sandoval thing, if you put things in perspective, guys like somebody that looks at them with doe eyes, like your behavior is amazing, rather than Kyle.
Mr. Ego.
Kyle, go to bed, Kyle, which Amanda's does because Amanda's normal, you know. So he all of a sudden, if we're going to go in the Sandoval route, has somebody going, stay up with me and dance on tables with me. And Kyle's like, what? I was going to stay up anyways and dance on tables. You want to? You think it's cool when I do that? Do you think that guys like that? Guys like to be told that they're amazing and special, and we are the most insecure species on the planet. You know, you can always say women are emotional, men are the most emotional, and we like, well, I'm not getting the same attention I used to from my partner, and I need to find it elsewhere. Then, so. If we're to judge by the Sandoval thing, I mean, listen, I wouldn't put anything past anyone at this point.
Wow. Because who knows? We didn't see this one coming, you know?
And I like Kyle. Like, I like, I mean, I
like
guess
his mullet.
I just kinda, yeah, I mean, why not? Like, listen, I'm not rushing out to grow out my hair, but like.
Right. It works for him.
For him, listen. It's he's both. He's business and he's party. And that is a perfect haircut for him. And I think I'm in the minority where I could watch a whole hour of him talking to himself and like,
oh my God,
you know,
eating chip.
Oh,
yeah.
This was the other theory really quick. I know we're like,
oh,
is
yeah,
that,
go for
okay.
It.
You know, he's always like, okay. I always used to say Schwartz would get hammered just so he could cheat on Katie because he couldn't do it sober. Like he had to like,
he had a moral conflict.
Yeah. So he's like, if I get wasted, that's not really me. That's drunk me. So I can put it on that. Yeah. I think Kyle's the same way, but with food. I think Kyle gets hammered just so he can pig out by himself at the end of the night of like, where are those cookies? I need the cookie dough. And he's always by himself. And like, this guy, you know, I'm not talking about like it's like in the whale kind of like eating, you know, like, but it is
he binges.
He might potentially get wasted just so he can have those private moments with cookies and cookie dough, because when he's sober, he can't do that.
He can't. Yeah, you're right. It's like when Alex would get drunk. Yeah, and I feel like, where
do you think that house still smells like ground turkey from last season?
Yeah, probably.
Poor Alex. I always feel like these people should be signed on for two seasons. Like, you can't.
I do too. Like, or like at least find really good people.
Yeah. The loosest casting seems to come from Summer House, and I don't understand it.
Like, I don't either.
They were great casting with Gabby, especially because of that connection with Danielle. But the other, like, I'm left befuddled.
Chris is weird. Sam, like, I just felt bad for this episode, but other than that, I don't care. Alex, like, is
I'm just
so
left.
Weird.
I'm left so confused with what their thought process was, and I'm like, you, like, what's the like? Tell us what the deal is. Like, Luke really couldn't make it back for another season, but you're gonna bring the. I mean, like, you can think Luke's boring and stuff, but at least he's somebody that has a relationship with some of these people.
With the cast.
And, like, he's friendly with Carl and Lindsay, who, you know...
Who need allies.
Yeah, who seems like they're going to have a very tough season going forth with, you know, once the Danielle stuff starts heating up.
Yeah, that which makes me so sad, like you said, to round it out, is, like, it's just a sad season.
Well, we can blame it all on Tom Sandoval. And, I mean, that's... It is like the winter of our discontent in terms of Bravo. Like, I mean, like I usually went to Summer House for some kind of loony fun, and it's not
fun.
There's not loony fun. Like, even Kyle in last night's episode goes, he's in there working out with Chris, and he goes, I think we could have like partied way harder last night. I'm just going to say it. Like, and he's like serious. He's like, I've been thinking about it. We could have like partied harder.
Yeah.
And I think it's Lindsay. I think Lindsay's in Carl. Like, he was like, everything's wrong. It's like, I got to say, it's probably Lindsay. I got to say that. And like, when people do that on reality shows in particular, you end up in bold. You end up giving that other person like power, you know, like we end up then empathizing with Lindsay more than sometimes seeing Kyle's point.
Yes, of course. I totally agree. 100%.
Well, hotheads, I'm so sorry for being you got my first talking of the day, and I just
I feel so honored.
Everywhere. Dude,
no, I love
Sam,
it.
Sam, I've told you any time you want to come on my show, you are just on for your other show, and thank you for your service every day on the front lines. And I see how much you mean to people and how much you mean to us, the Bravo audience. Like, honestly, so like, anytime you ever want to come on to rant on mine, and thank you. I feel very honored to be here.
Well, you know, I'm so glad we got you on. I ran into you at BravoCon. I was so excited. You really do the Lord's work. You know, you speak for the people. You have your hand in everything. Like, you, I feel like you really know the people that you're talking about, which is like really helpful, because you breathe the same air as Ariana and Tom.
But the thing is, we all could breathe the same air as Ariana. I mean, Ariana would hang out. Like, yeah, you don't live in Los Angeles. Like,
And
by the way, there is a very, like, I run away. Like, I don't, I was, like, invited to that thing last Wednesday where she found out. And, like,
but
there's no part of me that, like, want, I don't like to really go out anymore. So it's like, I'm really ecstatic that I didn't go that night. And I felt guilty and just, really like, dark. I should have supported Tom and his band. And now I'm like, like, I'm not that person that, like, wants to run out and be, but, like, there are certain events where I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah, like the Daily Mail party, of course.
Oh, like, because I wanted to see Schwartz and Sandy's. I was like, I need to get my eyes on this place. And, but then I've been invited to Schwartz and Sandy's, like, a handful of other times. And, like, I was like, oh, no, I saw it. I'm good. Like, and I liked it, but, you know, like, I'm not looking to.
Do you think it's going to close?
No. I mean, like, it'll close eventually down the line. We're such a weird audience. Like, it was packed this weekend from everybody that told me. I had people texting me pictures inside Swords and Sandies going, it's packed. And Schwartz was going around thanking people for not canceling them. And I'm like, oh my God. Like,
shut the fuck up.
Oh God. Like, come
okay,
on.
Okay. Well, you know, like, on that note,
everybody just go to therapy. Let's all go to therapy. Please. Let's all like the therapy isn't opening a bar. Therapy is therapy. Like, go talk
to
somebody.
Go to BetterHelp.
Yeah, that's why I said better. No, dude. I was like, use my product code. You're going to be, I'll pay for your first couple of sessions. But like opening these things and doing these things, that's not like mental health and working through something.
No.
Working through something is working through something with a trained professional. And these people should be doing this at this point in their lives completely. Because now they've had 10 seasons of just insanity.
Yeah. Well, Ryan, tell everyone where they can find you and listen to you. I'm sure that they do already, but in case they don't.
So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. We do way too much, but it's pick and choose the episodes you want to listen to. But we got tons of Bravo celebrities. I do recaps. The gloves will be off on my Vanderpump Rules recap this week because last week I was still pro Tom and pro Raquel.
I was talking about how hot he was. I'm disgusted with myself.
Also, my Patreon, patreon.com/sobaditsgood. And I'm recapping exclusively Summer House over there on video and audio. So if you want those recaps, they're over there. And Instagram, So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, where I just make stupid, stupid memes. And it's silly. It's silly.
Very funny. Very silly.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. We will be back on Friday with, oh my God, the Miami reunion. Can you believe
I can't wait. See, now there's no need to talk about that because it's a perfect season almost.
I know.
It's like, now that is something that you're like, okay, this is great. Just
great television.
Yeah.
Top to bottom. Well, thank you guys so much. Love you. Bye.
A Huda Media Production.